fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 7th of February. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to be sure your devices that use batteries, when you put them in a storage, that you remove the batteries. Failure to do so will result, in, after a period of time, in damage and possibly destruction of the device where it can no longer be used. I've had that happen to me personally, and I'm urging you to make sure it doesn't happen to you. It could be very, very disappointing to find out that when you need this particular electronic device, it has been put out of service because of your neglect to remove the batteries. Okay, we were hoping that Jeff Nyquist would call in. Apparently, he has not called in, and we will go ahead and have open lines here this second hour. Whenever I have Professor McKinney on, I never know what direction our conversations are going to go in. We don't get together and talk about what we're going to talk about before the show. I make an introduction, I may mention a topic, and it's off to the races. I had no idea we would end up talking about the events of the 11th day of September 2001. But I got a follow-up on that. Around the end of July, first week of August 2001, I was in Chicago doing a final interview before Judicial Watch was going to hire me to open their new and be the office manager for their new St. Louis office, which of course never happened since their donations dropped off like a rock after 9/11/01. But regardless, I was there, and I was privileged to sit in on a conversation that was of a very important nature, where an FBI agent was appealing to, and Jeff Nyquist is with us, and you can, Jeff, you can listen to this also, was appealing to the director of Judicial Watch to go to the Attorney General of the United States to get warrants issued, indictments against Muslims in this country that this FBI had been investigating, who were doing very creative things. For example, they were running convenience stores, taking Folgers 50-cent off coupons and printing off thousands of them to generate funds illegally, and then funneling those funds back to Hamas and other groups of that nature in the Middle East, because he couldn't get this young FBI agent, very patriotic, very bright. He was a poster child for the FBI. Looked like he could have been a college linebacker, and he couldn't get indictments out of the Department of Justice, and that's what we were trying to accomplish there. That said, we have patiently waited to greet my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is a gentleman who's made his passion his lifelong pursuit to inform all of us about the true nature of the international communist conspiracy. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, it's good to have you with us, sir. Where it's 0700 in California, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And your website. Give us your website, sir.
J.R. Nyquist JRNyquist.com.
Right.
JRNyquist.com.
Right. Absolutely. JRNyquist.com. A great place to begin your education, ladies and gentlemen. Gain access to ordering Jeff's book. And your books are also available on Amazon, aren't they?
Yes, that's right. Or they can find them on the website.
Okay. Well, last week you only had one listed there. Did you correct that?
No, I did not. But
okay.
So that's the only one that I sell. The other ones you buy at Amazon, and they pay me royalties. So the only one you can't get on Amazon, brand new.
Okay. So. All right. Well, Jeff, your analysis is what drew me to you. It's been many years ago. You were doing a regular column on the WorldNet Daily. Is where I first ran across your work. And when I first read the first two or three articles, I thought, man, this guy knows his stuff, because I knew enough about communism from my own independent studies to know that when I found somebody who knows more than I do, that I cherish that. And you've been at this a long time, haven't you, sir?
Yeah, more than 30 years. But I tell you, you know, reading books or even investigating and talking to people, I think that it's important to understand that every war is kind of like a game. It's like a duel between two sides. And in this case, it's a duel over the survival of society. Communists want to change our society. And on this playing field, it's not tanks and weapons and missiles, though those are there too. It's about schools and boards of supervisors meetings. It's about, you know, the Congress and president. It's about the laws, things that get put into the laws. It's about health care and science, like the weather. You can't even talk about the weather now. You know, the weather used to be a safe topic. Now the weather is political. You know, they invade every area and make it a battleground. And that's what a lot of people don't understand about communism.
Right, right. You know, well, they keep who they are secret. They keep their ultimate agenda secret. And the issues you just mentioned, all those issues, appear to be, to the uninitiated, they appear to be standalone, freestanding issues which have no connection to each other whatsoever. And that's by design also, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Secrecy, I'm glad you mentioned secrecy, because that's what people have a hard time understanding about communism. There are people who are secretive, because if you're a member of a formerly persecuted group, then you know, if people knew what you were doing, they would come after you. You pretend to be progressive, liberal, whatever, and you learn to use other causes, environmentalism, climate change, healthcare. You use those as fronts behind the scenes, you know, and so that you can do your work. And it's sort of like a giant flanking action. against civilization.
I like that.
If that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, well, it is. It is a flanking action against civilization, against normal Western civilization. Absolutely. Well, these matters are quickly coming to a head. I assume you're aware of the report that came from the United States Senate yesterday, sir, aren't you?
The Senate memo.
If there was any doubt what came out this past Friday, what came out yesterday proves conclusively that the real Russian collusion was between the Democrats and the Clintons and the Obama, both the Russians, not Donald Trump, correct?
Yes, that is correct. It's very important, in warfare, there's a maneuver called diversion, a diversionary attack. You could say that the attack on Donald Trump, having a Russian connection, is a perfect diversionary attack. It diverts Donald Trump from his agenda. It diverts him to defending against an attack that isn't even serious because there's nothing there. He's not colluding with the Russians. He's not a communist. He doesn't have this background here. All these Democrats act as though Donald Trump has to be investigated. This is serious national security. And the thing is that Bill Clinton, he went to Moscow after working for a Soviet-connected peace group in 1969. He was behind the Iron Curtain, and he never accounted for what he was doing there in the middle of winter. Certainly, right. You don't go to Moscow after Christmas as part of a tourist package. So, and then he was never investigated. His wife, I understand, Hillary Clinton has taken secret trips to Cuba, communist Cuba, when it's illegal for Americans to travel there. In those days it was.
Right.
And then we have Barack Obama, who was mentored by a Communist Party member, Frank Marshall Davis. So they're not investigated for ties to Russia. Davis's FBI file says that they suspected him of being a KGB agent. We have a president mentored by a possible KGB agent. No investigation there. No, Donald Trump took a trip to Moscow, and he's now a suspect. So
right.
where is this, this fake dossier? But there's real stories about those people's connections with communists.
That's right. Well, with the Senate memo that came out yesterday, Jeff, I'm looking for some very dramatic things to be taking place very soon. I can't say when, but very soon. This can't be allowed to stand without moving forward, I don't believe, on the part of the Donald Trump, his people, and the people at the Department of Justice. What do you think?
Well, I'd like to know what they know. That is what our leaders know. I'd like to know, there's an interesting thing. This is where Russia's pretending to be non-communist really is paying off for them, because people aren't drawing the necessary conclusions about which side is colluding and what the game is really all about. And this ability that they have to play dialectical games, maybe the listeners won't understand what they mean, but the Russians believe, Napoleon once said that the way you win a battle is that you change the vector of your attack in the middle of the battle. And this catches the enemy off guard. And I think what we clearly see in this event now is they, by claiming that Vladimir Putin is a Christian, this former KGB officer and Communist Party member is a Christian, and that he is a nationalist. You got people like Pat Buchanan saying, oh, yeah, Putin is the defender of Western civilization because he makes a speech and everybody believes what he says. And
right.
And so this throws everything off. And therefore, you see Donald Trump is a nationalist, and so Putin's a nationalist, so they're in bed together. And this is a complete, this is a deception. This is an attempt to build a structure around which this particular diversionary attack can be successful. faithful. And the thing that is really scary about it is that we may be about to go to war with Russia. The fact is, in the next 90 days, we are primed to attack preemptively North Korea. And the government has said this is a red line for us. Do not build nuclear weapons. Do not build ICBMs that can reach the United States. North Koreans did it. North Koreans broke all their promises not to build nuclear weapons they made in the 90s. And now they've got ICBMs. What do we do? And the Russians and Chinese have been feeding them. The Russians and Chinese have been giving them this capability. And we just found out yesterday, the total number of Chinese troops massed on the Korean border is 300,000. The Russians have massed missile launchers on the Korean border, yes? Whoa. Same number that they had when the Korean War went hot in 1950 when the Chinese army crossed the Yalu and attacked the U.S. Army and Marines.
And there's a massive difference. And if, let me interrupt you here a little bit, Jeff, excuse me. The Chinese army in 1950 was basically peasant boys carrying weapons that were basically, I've handled some of those Korean vintage weapons. They look like a high school shop project with a C-. They were so crudely made. They would shoot, but they were absolutely crudely made.
They had bolt-action rifles, and they had mortars without mortar stands. They'd use a man's back as a mortar stand, right. And if the mortar got hot, the guy's back burned.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that was then. That was 1950. Today's Chinese army is just as modern, just as well-equipped, just as well-trained as our army, in my opinion.
Yes.
How about you, sir?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. The Chinese army is well-trained, and even if their air force is not exactly equal to ours, they make up for it by their numbers, which they
it's always been. It's always been. Yeah. I've personally been inside Soviet comm block armor, and once again, crude. The welds. Look at the welds. If I was in a high school welding class, I would get a D+ on the quality of the welds. And they're made for little men. They use Mongols for the tank crews. These little guys that are 5'5", 5'6". I could barely fit inside one, but they do work. And they have lots and lots of them. And one of the interesting things, unless they've changed their procedures, only the commander's tank can transmit. The rest of them can only receive on the radio. They can't transmit back. Maybe that's changed, but that's the way it used to be.
Yeah, the Russians have upgraded a lot of their stuff. They have a new tank. It's called the Armada. Its crew sits inside of a round armored, it's almost like an egg, that deflects the shells. Even if the tank is hit, it'll deflect the shell off the crew, protecting the crew. This tank also has a planned version that it operates without a crew, that it has a computer in it that runs the tank, so that the tank is a complete robotic tank. Goes around the battlefield destroying the enemy, and you put none of your own people's lives at risk.
Amazing.
We
got a call on hold here, Jeff. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John. John in Texas, are you there, sir? Okay. He must have took a break. We'll just go back to our conversation.
Hello?
Here. John, are you there?
Hello? Yes. Oh, I almost missed you. Sorry. You have a question for Mr. Nyquist?
Yes.
Have you studied the background of communism in detail? There's a show that's come on one of the...
No, we didn't get your question. We didn't get your question, John.
The question is
hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you spiritually and mentally armed and ready for the battle ahead? Don't miss Hear the Watchman Dallas 2018, March 23rd through the 25th at the Hilton Dallas Fort Worth Lakes Executive Conference Center. Join the remnant body of Christ at this powerful, life-changing event. Activate your faith and join 18 prophetic teachers of truth, including L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Paul Begley, Dr. Donna Mary Colbert, along with this year's special guest, prophetic prayer walker Henry Groover. The time is now to gain ground and make history as we approach turbulent times. Get baptized, get trained, be freed of strongholds that bind you. You will be empowered, you will be blessed. This could be the most important weekend of your life. Join God's army in 2018. Visit hearthewatchman.com to reserve your seat today. This event will sell out. Go to hearthewatchman.com and make your reservation. And in the end, Jesus wins.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 7th of February. At Dallas Conference, if you want a discount, sign up at my website. Just click on the banner. You can get a discount for being there in person or the video presentation. Okay, let's get back. What is your question, John? We didn't get it the first time.
Is there any connection, do you think, between communism and secret societies possibly stemming back to the Knights Templar, such as the Masons, the Illuminati, and the League of Just Men?
Okay, Jeff, go ahead.
The connection is of course, the some of these groups were communist in their philosophy. But and of course, everybody who has similar ideas influences each other. But communism, as in Marxism-Leninism, is its own thing, its own movement. And as Lenin said in What Is to Be Done, we are forming a conspiratorial political party. And that's what the communist parties are in every country where it exists. It's a conspiratorial communist party.
Could I also ask a second question?
Go ahead.
What is? Do you give any weight to the idea that there has been claimed that Barack Obama, his real father, was Frank Marshall Davis, a communist operative from Chicago who went to Hawaii, and it's supposedly he was illegitimately conceived between his mother, Ann Dunham, and Frank Marshall Davis by an affair they had.
It's possible. I know there's a documentary film on it. It's definitely possible. We don't know for sure. Yeah.
Okay, what are the implications of that?
Well, the important thing is that Frank Marshall Davis, whether he was Obama's father or not, was his mentor, his political teacher. And Frank Marshall Davis was a Marxist, so that when Obama shows up at Occidental here in California, he is a communist. He is participating in communist groups. He's going to Marxist scholarship conferences after he's graduated from college, so that he was profoundly influenced by Frank Marshall Davis's communism. So it is significant. You know, Frank Marshall Davis's role in Obama's life is highly significant.
Mm-hmm.
John, thanks for your call.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Do you want to get one more follow-up question? We need to move along here, unless you do.
It has been suggested by some that communism is not really touted to be a movement on behalf of the poor and the humble, but is in fact a disguised power grab of the rich and the arrogant. That's what Gary Allen said in his book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. Is it a front for the elite, or possibly people connected with a high-level secret society such as the Roundtable Group and Freemasonry?
No, it's not. That is a misconception. Gary Allen was under the influence of Robert Welch, who had this idea. I think if you really study it, you find that this is a mistaken idea. Communism is its own movement. Marxism, Leninism. Stalin was not a front for anybody else. Lenin was not a front for anybody else. These guys were profoundly egotistical. Their followers were their followers. They weren't the followers of some banker. If the leaders in capitalism collaborate with communism, not because they control it, but because they think they can make a deal, and that's what bankers do. They loan money. That's what capitalists
right.
do. They make deals.
Right. Right.
And as Lenin said, the capitalists will sell us the rope with which we hang them.
That's right.
And he didn't say that because he was working for them. He said that because he knew that they were weak. Capitalists are not hardened revolutionaries. They're not men of violence.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
John, thank you for your call, John. We do appreciate it. Don't be a stranger. Okay. Jeff, that's very insightful, because there's many people in the Patriot community who are absolutely convinced that the communists and the secret societies are in league with each other.
Mm-hmm.
They believe that. And your analysis is the correct analysis, that there are business deals being made and always have been made with the communists, because capitalists are in the business of making money. And if they can make a buck by making a deal, they will make a deal and make a buck, won't they?
Yeah, and of course, the theory of capitalism is that socialism doesn't work. And so capitalists, knowing this, they will make a deal with Russia, saying, well, you know, socialism in Russia is going to collapse, and I'm going to be the first one to have the Russian market.
Exactly, that's how they think.
Yeah.
Here's our break.
Yep.
Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 7th of February. My goodness, the year's going here pretty good. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Got some interesting free downloads there. The book, the copyright's long expired on this book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy, a book that will help you gain the knowledge you need to have complete clarity and complete focus to achieve any goal that you want to achieve. A free download at my website at thelibertyman.com. Also, my website, of course, are energy cleaners for sale. Marvelous healing devices. That's what they are. I use mine every night. If you have joint pain, arthritis pain, or back pain, the energy cleaner will most likely help you. Not getting a great night's sleep probably helped there also. As of the first year, we're offering a 90-day money-back guarantee, so you're not risking nothing when you get your energy cleaner. Check out the details at my website, read up on it, study on it, and go ahead and get your energy cleaner. You can order the energy cleaner and the mattress pad to go with it right there at my website using PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. And you send me a check, my address is there also. I have a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.com, which is linked on my links page. Jeff, you got any interesting new project to tell us about?
Well, yeah, I'm
I've been reading Fire and Fury, which is the book by Michael Wolff, and analyzing it and looking at the news and this whole breaking thing in Washington. It's interesting. The thing that fascinates me is the claim that's being made that President Donald Trump is illiterate, he's senile, he's dumb, but I think he's dumb like a fox. I'm starting to, as I go through the book, I'm realizing that Trump basically fooled Michael Wolff, and I believe he did it on purpose. Very interesting.
It is.
Yeah, there's a longtime businessman and friend of Trump's that's quoted in the book. Michael Wolff interviewed him, and he said, not only is Trump crazy, but he's stupid. Now, what longtime business partner or friend of someone is going to tell a journalist that his longtime best friend is crazy and stupid? I mean, the journalist has to be crazy and stupid to be spoofed by that.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty off the charts crazy.
What's interesting is Trump beats everybody. There was an interview that Trump's sister gave. She's an appellate court judge. And before the election, they asked her, she said, what do you think of your brother running for president? And she said, oh, he's going to win. And then they asked her, what do you mean going to win? The Billy Bush tape and all that. She goes, I stopped playing games with my brother a long time ago because I learned he always wins.
I like that.
You see, if somebody always wins, they're outsmarting you.
That's right.
But the thing is, he plays dumb so good. He makes these gaffes.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of these gaffes, I realize, reading this book, they're on purpose.
Yeah.
He says these things. He provokes them into thinking, he's an idiot. We have to do something. And then he just sucks them in, and then bang.
Right,
it's amazing
right.
to watch.
Well, here's, I don't know this, but I'm going to expand on what you just said here. I believe that the way things are done in a lot of places is they'll have a group of men and women. They may call it a focus group. They may not even have a name for it. But at some point in the day, maybe first thing in the morning, maybe down in the White House kitchen, he'll have coffee with some of his advisors, maybe around 7 a.m. or so, and say, well, what can we put on Twitter today that will distract them from what we're doing the rest of the day? Dissembling the Obama administration piece by piece, executive order by executive order. So somebody says, oh, how about we do some tweets on football players kneeling on the football field. That'll distract the media while we quietly go about the business here the rest of the day, taking apart the Obama administration another day this week. What do you think, Jeff?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think that he does that. I think that there's a number of things, tricks that he does. One part of this rope-a-dope, and that's a good example of diversion, one trick of this rope-a-dope is when the Billy Bush tape happened during the election, and he took a pounding. He didn't say a thing. He just took this giant pounding day after day. He's dead. He's going to lose the election. Then he goes into the debate with Hillary Clinton. They say, oh, this is going to be, Hillary Clinton's going to wipe the floor with him. He comes in. He's aggressive. He pounds her on her criminality. Says he's going to send her to jail. Just beats her. And it's like, wait a minute, where have we seen this before? What, the Muhammad Ali Foreman fight, right?
Right,
this
right,
guy,
right.
His wife is wearing a pink dress, sending a signal. Then what does he do? He gets all of the women that accused Clinton of raping them or having affairs with them and threatening them, and he brings them out in the panel and says, now here's maybe I talked like I was in the locker room, but this guy, this is how he acts, and here's
exactly.
All the women.
Right. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, it is. It is brilliant. The guy, I mean, this isn't stupidity. This guy's not stupid. And how he's talking to the press, the whole thing about he's senile, which is in the book. And you can tell the whole press, they're reading Michael Wolff's book and they're going, oh my gosh, the president, he's suffering from Alzheimer's. He can't remember. He can't think. And then they confront him. Congress confronts him and says, you got to see a doctor. We got to make you take a test. He goes, I'll take a test. He scores 100%.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Well, this man, you know, Donald Trump is a very smart guy. He's very wise. He's surrounded himself by very wise men and women. And he is, in fact, dismantling the 8 years and actually going back decades to both Bush's and the Clinton, dismantling all the harmful socialist things that have been put in place for decades, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right. He's really an amazing strategist, I would say. Now, of course, nobody's perfect, but he's playing a long game. So when people lost faith in him in the first year, and I must admit I'm one, because if you read my site, you'll see I wrote an article last May saying, well, I don't think we can put our faith in him. He's not our savior. Of course, he's not. Jesus Christ is our savior. But
he
you know, a lot of people, you know, put a lot on him. Well, he was purposely, he knew his enemy. He knew they were going to come after him. He let them. And he was ready. And now he's got this thing we're seeing unfold right now, where he's netting them with their own net.
Exactly. Well, go ahead.
Well, and this thing with Bannon, they tried to get Bannon to turn against him, to split the right. And, of course, he didn't get hurt at all. It was Bannon who got hurt.
By
letting himself be manipulated by these Russian agents. So,
that's a shame that happened to Bannon, but that's water under the bridge. Trump did a short segment yesterday publicly, about 30 seconds, talking about the consequences of the Senate memo being released. That's just the opening entree. This is going to get really big, really quick, don't you think, Jeff?
I think it will. There's some kind of longer strategy. And you see, one of the things that really amazes me is that the president knew that they were illegally using the FBI to spy on him. He knew this right after the election, more than a year ago. Yet he pretended he found out about it on TV on March 6th on Fox News.
Right.
That just completely deceived them into thinking, oh, he doesn't know what we're up to. He doesn't know what we've done.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now there's going to be indictments.
Yeah. In their dreams, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, General Flynn was, I believe, tricked into talking to the FBI without benefit of counsel being present. And he talked to the Russians after the president was elected, which he's supposed to do that. That's his job.
Yeah.
Is to interact with Russians. That's nothing illegal or collusion or anything else. That's his job. And he may have thought he should, for national security reasons, not reveal everything he did and when he did it. I don't know what the man's motivation was. Certainly, talking to the Russians was not collusion or a crime, not, as we might say, immorally illegal or fattening. If he was tricked into talking to the FBI without benefit of counsel, otherwise none of this would have went down. And all that, talking to Flynn in the first place, was based on a mountain of lies and information that came from Russia in the first place, right?
Well, yeah. Well, the thing is that he talked to the Russian ambassador. Well, the Russian ambassador is here to talk to Americans. That's why he called an ambassador.
Right.
You know, I mean, it really kind of, but it's funny. Trump decided to retreat and accept defeat on this false basis so that he could hammer them later. And show
Most likely, General Flynn knew what was going on and why. It was a matter of strategy and tactics, I believe. And General Flynn will be exonerated when this is all over, I believe.
I suspect so. Yeah, I do suspect so.
He needs to be. He's an honorable man. He was doing what he thought was in the best interest of the country. He is an honorable man, and the whole thing was based on fraud and deception, in my opinion.
Well, you know, it's interesting. If you read General Flynn's book, Field of Fight, I think is the title, he says in there that among the various radical Muslim extremist groups, he names Russia, China, Nicaragua, Cuba, North Korea, Venezuela, etc., as enemies of the United States. He names Russia among them, and
right.
all of these existing communist countries. So Flynn was not naive about who the enemy was. And Flynn, by the way, of all the strategic advisors to President Trump, he was the one closest to Trump, who Trump liked the best, who Trump appreciated his advice. So for those of us that know who the real enemy is, we just nod our head and go, okay, Mr. Trump, then if he got along with Flynn, then he knows who the enemy is too, if he saw eye to eye with him.
Exactly. Exactly. He knows.
Yeah.
He knows, yeah. obviously. And he will do what he needs to do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You have a question or comment, give us a call here at 800-313-9443. Americans need to understand the big picture, and they don't, do they, Jeff?
Well, no. That's because it's pretty complicated, and it's
well, it
hard
is complicated,
to follow.
And it's complicated, yeah. and it's concealed by design. It's meant to be complicated. It's meant to be concealed. And the communists have allies, some of whom are knowing and willing accomplices, others who are just naively, unknowingly going along with the program. They're not aware of who they really are serving, but they all work hand in hand together to accomplish common goals, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, the key thing is that lying and deception is a big part of it, so that people don't realize what they're getting themselves into. And that's a very important part of it. You can't, you know, to get patriotic people to do the wrong thing, you try to dress it up as patriotism. This is what these Democrats, I mean, Nancy Pelosi is the furthest to the left of anybody in Congress. She's the leader of the minority party, and she's basically claiming that Trump needs to be investigated, he's in bed with the Russians, and that Devin Nunes is broken house rules and has done something unethical, and that if Paul Ryan doesn't fire Devin Nunes from as the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, then Paul Ryan is maybe a traitor and in collusion.
Right.
This is the kind of response that you get from the Democratic side.
Up until yesterday morning, that had some limited chance of success. But as of yesterday morning, that whole dialogue just absolutely collapsed, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. They're having one leg at a time, you know, yanked out from under them. And it's interesting where this is going to lead. I don't know how it is that somebody like Comey, who last June testified before Congress that the Steele memo, which alleged, blackmail, Russian blackmail on President Trump, he said that dossier was salacious and unverified. And yet, we now find out they got a warrant, a FISA warrant, to spy on Trump's associates using that salacious and unverified information.
Exactly. Exactly.
How is that?
Well, if Comey was testifying under oath, he wanted to make sure he didn't go to jail.
Well, felony will put you in jail as fast as anything.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because there you are. You lied. Yeah.
So he wanted to tell the truth under oath, and it was very revealing at the time, and it just got kind of past most of us, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the nuances here, I mean, this is for the public, this is difficult to follow because it's legal. There's some technical aspect to it, but just to understand that basically the Democratic Party paid a former British spy to get false information from Russia implicating the president, and then they presented that before the FBI. This is paid for by a political party, and they brought it before the FBI knowing that it was sourced from a political motivation of a Democratic Party and a British spy who hated Trump. And they put it before a FISA court, and they didn't tell the whole truth about where it came from, who paid for it, and what its validity was. And this is, I don't know how many felonies there are there, but there's
There's ethical breaches.
We'll just stack them up there and start issuing. You know, stack up those felonies and start issuing warrants is what needs to happen, isn't
it? Yeah, because you cannot spy on Americans without a legal valid reason. And when you go to a court to get authorization to spy on Americans because there's a crime going on, you have to have probable cause, and you can't lie about that probable cause. If you go before a court and you don't tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth about the information you're using to get that warrant, then you are breaking the law.
Absolutely. We got a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
Worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com. Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask.
Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.com, link to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jeff, we got about 3.5 minutes here, sir.
Oh, all right. Well, it's exciting times to be alive, and there's reasons to look up. It's been, you know, we've had some grim news over the last 20 years with the Clintons and Obama and the prospect of another Clinton administration, but we've got
we've got reasons to be grateful and thankful to God.
Absolutely, we do. Absolutely, we do. And that's where the glory should go, is to God. And we need to be praying every day for our president, praying for our republic, don't we, Jeff?
Yes, we do. It's a tough battle. The communists are very much entrenched in the federal government, in the education system. They are, who knows where they are in the intelligence and military communities, and we have to pray that these elements can be found and neutralized so that our security is not compromised and we are not destroyed, frankly, in a war that could erupt this spring.
I agree, absolutely. Well, we're getting the word out here the best of our ability, and we'll keep doing this every Wednesday, assuming I can get you up out of bed at 0700, and get a cup of coffee in your hands and get you on the air here with us. So it's gonna be fun working with you, Jeff, as these weeks turn into months, getting the word out here, educating people, getting them to your website, getting them to buy your book, all these things, so we can spread the word and we can make our republic stronger, Jeff.
Yes, absolutely, John. That sounds perfect.
Okay. Great. Well, I don't want to be cut off by the music. I want to thank you for being with us, and we look forward to having you back next Wednesday at 0700 Pacific time.
All right. That sounds good, John. Take care.
Okay.
We'll see you next week.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was another quick hour. This country needs more people like Jeff Nyquist. He has made it his passion, his quest, to educate himself about all the nuances of international communism, how all these seemingly unrelated matters are actually connected, all the things that we're talking about. And you need to understand these things, too, so that when you're out and about living your life and you are at a school board meeting, or at a town hall meeting, or a meeting of your city council, whatever it might be, county commissioners, that if there is, in fact, a communist, or more than one communist there, especially if you live in California, that you'll recognize Marxism when it rears its ugly head. They won't say they're Marxists. They'll say they're progressives. That's what they'll call themselves. Now I'm not going to say all progressives are Marxists, but I will say it's a convenient cover for Marxists to call themselves progressives. I'm sure there's Marxists calling themselves Republicans, too. Of course there are. But we need to be aware of these things so that when we hear and see what they're doing, we recognize the Marxism when it's there in front of us. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, energy, cleaning, or essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com. Yeah.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.